Here I am. Thank you, those of you who have given me this assignment. I'll see you after school. The many faces of Stanley Wells. Well, I come with a confession that once upon a time I was absolutely terrified of Stanley Wells. Could we have my next slide, please? Oh, no, that's wrong. Get that out of there. That's not supposed to be there. No, the next one. That's done. Thank you. And maybe there are other people in this room who have had the experience of either addressing a group or lecturing or being in a meeting with this man of the hooded eyes, the eagle blue sight, sometimes the head that goes deeply into the hand, and that suddenly you say something and the head shoots up, the eyebrows like trampolines hit the ceiling, and you know you are for the chop. Well, this eagle-eyed man, Stanley Wells, was somebody then who for me came a cropper at a particular moment. It was a day about this time of year. I had been invited to the Shakespeare Institute as a kind of, in American parlance, a pinch hitter. I was never actually first casting to give a lecture there, but somebody had fallen ill, and I was asked to come in very quickly at the last moment. So I decided, being this time of the year, that I would give a lecture on old chestnuts of the theater. And I started out this idea, since it was seasonal, by bringing along a Christmas cracker to introduce this, a kind of conceit to hang the lecture on. And sitting in the front row were Martin Wiggins and Stanley Wells. And so he talks about Terry being naughty. Well, I decided I would be naughty at that moment, and I asked Martin and Stanley if they would pull the cracker. Up jumped Stanley, he pulled the cracker, and then he went into an entire routine. I say, reading out the cracker, putting on the cracker, and I stood there in amazement, and my terror dropped away. I realized that, in fact, what Stanley Wells is the new old stager, and that he is always being performative. One of the things then that has been given me to talk about, next slide please, is, why do you keep doing that? Another view of Stanley as not quite a teddy bear, but at least in my new modeling of him, somebody that I could think of as kind of cuddly. Why then do we so value this man in terms of the area?
Sorry.
I want the one that goes, thank you. You are not doing this very well at all. This is Greg Wyatt beginning to model a bust of Stanley in 2011. And one of the things that I like about this so much is that it gives us the kind of double performative face. The idea of Stanley both being something and other, the way an actor is always something and other, always himself and the role. And it seems to me a nice metaphor for the kind of writing that I value so much, the kind of representation that I value so much from Stanley Wells. And that has to do the way for so many of us who try to write about performance, who are indebted to the theater for so much of what we do as scholars and historians, the way Stanley was that second wave, perhaps, of young academics and fellows at the Shakespeare Institute who invented the idea of Shakespeare performance studies by going into the theater, looking at performance, and then trying to give some account of that. So one of the things that he wrote in almost creating the template that we have tried to use in following after him was to create an idea of what it was that actors and directors are doing. A company putting on a play by Shakespeare enters into an implicit contract to engage the minds and hearts of